Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Ghetto Paws, you know how to get rats and come to leave. Me and Digger gonna be in that bitch. You know I'm gonna bring my smacks in this bitch. Ghetto Paws, you know how to get rats and come to leave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. I got up this morning and I went outside and there was commotion. Commotion in the driveway. There was a bit of a commotion. So I went outside and is the sound. And I was investigating, and a raccoon was in the trash bin.
Oh, really? It climbed in and fell in? It was sitting up straight? It had been stuck in?
It was stuck with the roof closed.
Oh, okay.
So the idea is that it dies, hopefully. If I would have had some sort of weapon, I would have stabbed it to death.
The raccoon in the trash can.
Yeah, if I had time, I would have taken a shovel and killed it. But I did not. I was running late.
Did you think of just like kicking it over and letting him run off?
No, you can't kill him. You can't have raccoons driving, going around. They're rabid as hell. And then when I was leaving, another raccoon saw that there was commotion and came up. So I've instructed my wife when she gets up to get a shovel and kill it.
So you, which I'm sure she will do.
Stephanie good like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I get home at 10, because I'm not letting the raccoon loose, mm-hmm. It will go, they're rabid. I mean, who knows what it will do.
Sure. Is trash pickup today?
No.
Okay.
Wednesdays. So, I can't count on it dying in there. So when I come home, because I get to leave right after the show, because is Hurley filling in for me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
What do you mean?
Why do you want that?
Because I like Hurley. I think Hurley's good on the show.
No, he's no good.
Yeah, he's great. He's excellent. No, yeah, he's filled in before with me, and I think he's been good.
I remember that. Is that right?
Yep. He's awful.
Okay.
So I went and...
Well, Hurley also is the one picking fights with people, which I thought was kind of funny when mm-hmm. he got in trouble. He's filled in a bunch on the station before.
Not with me. No way.
I like when Hurley's in the studio. A lot.
This should be interesting.
Congratulations.
Well, no, you're the one who brought it up.
No, I just saw that and I was like, why the hell out of all the people do you want him?
Everyone's gone, first of all.
Okay.
Everyone's
all right.
Gone.
I understand. Okay. Now I know why. No further discussion needed. Mm-hmm. It was slim pickings. So I went out. So when I get home, the first mission is to get a shovel and kill the raccoon.
Okay, so then it leaves you with what you're going to do with a dead body. Like, what are you
going to do in there?
Just for the garbage guy? So
oh, yeah.
You're going to kill it while it's in the can?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to take it out, kill it, and put it back in.
No. Well, but that seems like it just seems to be a lot easier just to tip it over and have him run away and forget about it. If you have to open it up and then kill it, you got it clawing around, and there's a chance it could jump out and
I don't think
it could attack you.
The sounds it would make,
yeah,
that would be bad.
Everything's just easier if you just go, boop, kick it over, and it runs off, and then the problem's done.
Or take the trash can out into the woods and just
dump it there.
Set it loose.
Yeah, John, that's exactly what I'm
going to
do.
Just let it go.
I'm going to roll the trash can.
No, I'm suggesting you put the trash can in the car, drive it somewhere,
yeah.
Then cut the
right.
raccoon
no,
loose.
No, no, no. But like a backyard or something like that. You don't put it there.
No, I don't want the raccoon back in the backyard.
It just seems
like...
return.
If you just think through the process of opening up the top of it, taking a shovel, and then trying to hit the thing as it's running around, and
no,
it could possibly knock it over.
It's fishing shooting a barrel. Come on, that's easy.
It's a small space.
There's blood shooting up all over the place.
It doesn't bleed
out of a
like...
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Sure. I mean, you know, those things don't just like bleed easy. Those things explode like those Sam Peckinpah Western movies, just like blood shooting everywhere. So you got to just
like
kick
that.
It over, let it run away, and the problem's done.
No, it's not. Then they come back. You got to kill them. No, I'm not joking.
But it's not like he's the only raccoon. I mean,
it stops. I mean, they're pests. You got to kill them. Rob, go ahead.
Pasta.
Yes, sir.
What would you rather find as a garbage man right now? Fred's raccoon or the guy from the strip club?
It was the guy that's... Okay, so if you don't know, there was a guy from the strip. We heard of that paid a young lady to put him in the trash, wheel him out for a solid half hour on the dot, and then roll him back in. I would much rather find a raccoon than a man that wanted me to pick him up.
So how are you going to kill him?
With a shovel.
Okay.
Leaving him in the trash barrel.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, they're quite stable. Yeah, and I'll take the shovel and I'll just kill him.
Now, what happens if you accidentally tip over the trash can while you're doing
Rich's
this?
Rich's scenario goes into effect and it runs away. I feel like I have a responsibility to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy. I mean, this is what you do.
Right, just to me, it just seems like more work than it's worth. Like, it just seems like a pain in the ass. Because then all of a sudden you got a trash can filled with blood. And
plus, I want to do it.
No, you see, that's the underlying factor.
Completely different. Okay.
No, that's different. All right, that's cool. I understand that.
I just feel like killing something this morning.
Yeah, I want to kill a pest. Yeah. Like, if you had rats in your house, what would you do?
You'd go and kill them.
Well, I mean, I would. Hopefully they would just, if there was a way that I could open something up and they would run away,
see,
I'd
I'm
rather
not
do that
waiting.
Than kill
that, that's
it.
A different scenario. If there's a rat in my house, you go and you kill the
What's
rat.
What's the difference between a rat and a raccoon?
Raccoon's a lot bigger.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, but they're the same, essentially. They're pests.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
Brent, go ahead.
Hey, man, how's it going? I was just wondering, after you kill that raccoon, are you going to, I don't know, throw it in a porta potty or something?
Okay, this is, again, a reference. Thank you. For everyone's listening to the show a lot, which I appreciate, this is a reference to the weekend when a rabbit was found in the batting cage at a field, and it had been stuck in it, and it was dead, and my friend had to decapitate it, and we put it in a shovel, and then my friend's dad was like, you should put it in the porta potty, and I said, well, that sounds like a terrible idea.
What,
like,
a nightmare.
You're taking a dump, and the next thing you know, you have mites up your behind.
Yeah.
So I said, you can't do that. So I dumped it in some shrubbery. So I killed the raccoon, and then we just throw trash on top of it. And when the trash comes by, they just throw it in there.
That's tough, though. Trash day is Wednesday, you said? If you kill the raccoon today,
smell.
Six days of dead raccoon can't be pleasant to...
It's a
smell.
Trash bin.
Yeah,
it's not a flower garden.
I know, but this is a different kind of
smell. Garbage is one
smell.
A dead animal, a big dead animal.
I'm not concerned about
the smell. The trash is outside, correct?
Yeah.
So
I'm not concerned about that.
Okay.
No, you got to kill it. Francis, go ahead.
Sort of an easy solution to kill the raccoon. There's a lid on it, correct?
Yeah.
So just fill it up with water and set it and forget it. And then if you're worried about the smell, when it's all done, put some lime on it, and you'll be good till next week.
So just drown them.
Actually, that might be the better thing if you don't want blood all over the place.
I'm not concerned with
just blood. Hose it down, man.
I have no, I'm not going to fill the thing with water. They'll never pick it up. Then I might as well dump the thing out.
What I'm saying, after the raccoon drowns, then you dump the water out.
Well, I don't want a dead raccoon in my driveway. I want the raccoon. This is all taking care of itself. I take a shovel. I take a shovel. I kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sits in there, and I pour trash on top of it, like the garbage that it is. and then I go about my business. If I fill it up, then I got to dump the corpse in my driveway. I don't want any of that. Troy, go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So, Fred, you got to get a little more creative than just a shovel. I mean, you could, like, you know, set it afire. You could, you know, you don't got, like, a pellet gun there.
No,
you know,
I thought about that. I wish I had a pellet gun. I would shoot it with the pellet gun.
Why don't you pour the lime right on top of it and just let it decay?
Because I don't have lime sitting around the house, well, as I'm not a gangster.
Fred.
What?
Just go and get some, Fred. You know?
Oh, I don't want to do anything but kill it with a shovel. I have a shovel.
The decision has been made. This is the mode. This is going gangster.
We're I'm not drowning it. I'm not going to throw lime on it because I'm not going to go to Home Depot or wherever and get lime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kill it with a shovel.
Okay.
I get to leave right at 10 because I'm not working tomorrow. And then I kill it right when I get home. I can't wait. Those stupid raccoons. They sit there and eat all your garbage and toss it over. You got another thing coming, you stupid prick. You got in there. I'm gonna give you what you came for.
Let it serve as a message to the other raccoons that are circling the
area.
Well,
another raccoon I told you was out there.
I'm just saying.
See what
this
doing.
This sends a clear message to the raccoon population. You're not taking any crap.
No, they're feisty and they got rabies and everything. Nah, you got to kill it. I got a family to protect.
Can you call the town?
No, I'm not going to bother the town.
They're too busy chasing down leaf blowers. Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to bother the town. Yeah, I can take care of it myself.
They're writing tickets for leaf blowers.
They're too busy. They can't handle raccoons.
No, I mean, it's like if that's what's important, then I would think a raccoon, you come and get. I mean, listen, these people are humanitarians. They want to save the raccoon. Get it out of your place at the same time. Everyone wins.
It's interesting. I wonder what
Why would I be a humanitarian about a raccoon?
Because there's less of a mess. That's why. Because it's
easier.
There's
no mess.
It's blood. It's a corpse.
Yeah. In the trash, where it belongs. I don't have to do anything. I'm not touching it.
If everything goes well. Because it could escape while you're trying to kill it.
But here's the thing. Not in a trash bag. Not in a trash barrel if it's deep enough. I agree with Fred. Eventually, you'll probably land that fatal blow. It can only dodge for so long. But I would take the advice for the lime to alleviate the smell. I'm thinking
the
smell is going to be a problem.
Smell. Dude, there's rotting food in there. By the way, I'm quite lucky because there's nothing in the trash can but the raccoon right now.
Sure, because you just took the trash out.
So yes. Now
that's a dumb raccoon. That guy just wasted its entire life going into an empty trash bin. That was it. Risked his life to go in there, and there's no prize in there whatsoever.
Bad timing,
that
man.
That is a bad day for a raccoon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No payoff whatsoever. Now I'm just stuck waiting for Fred to come up with me with a shovel beside my head.
Kill that son of a bitch. Maybe I'll take a baseball bat and bludgeon it. I'm looking forward to this. Maybe I might screw around with it.
I'm just wondering what your state of mind is these days. If it's such a violent end to a seemingly simple problem.
Do you want raccoons in your house?
No.
Do you want them around your property?
No. But
do you want them to eat your garden?
But I can tell you I would not be looking forward to going and killing a thing with a shovel or a baseball bat like you are.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you I would feel differently
those
about
this.
Those
sons of bitches will they'll scratch your eyes out, and they'll give you rabies if you give them a chance. I'm not lying to you.
I know. The rabies thing I agree with. That's true.
Yeah, they throw fits. They go nuts. So you go in there and you kill this son of a bitch. You go. Here we go. You want a party? Let's go. Here's the deal.
All the stuff you're saying, I agree with, but I would not be necessarily looking forward to it as much as you are. I don't know how Rich feels about this,
to me, the easiest thing would be just to let it go, kick it over, and he runs away,
no,
and it's done.
Then it's a disservice to the neighborhood. No, what I'm going to do is, I think, John, that I've now figured it out.
Okay.
I'm going to knock it out with a bat, and then going to decapitate it with a shovel.
Oh, two-step process.
Oh, no. I'll take a rake and really F it up, because the rake probably is the same width as the trash
can.
So
no way to run. You get a greater diameter.
Yeah, baby.
Greater diameter.
That's right.
Don't use a bat that you're going to normally use.
Oh, that's a good point.
I got 7,000 bats in my house. So I'll literal bats. I'll just let it in.
I see.
And the nature will take its course. Because I can't, and I have dogs and cats. I can't have that raccoon running around my house. They'll attack my dog and cat. All right. Zoe, what's up?
You got to kill the coon.
Yeah.
It's nothing. You can't have these things, you know, and just, it's free food. We have coons down at Cape. You got to get rid of them, man.
Yeah. Now, how would you do it?
Help you kill with a shovel.
Well, I'm not waiting around till 2.
Don't wait around. Have a party. You're right, dude. Now it's a party.
Yeah. Now I'm just going to...
There's nothing good these things do. This isn't like, hey, baby rabbits out back.
No, I don't... The rabbits eat our crops.
Woodpecker. I got woodpeckers I catch and get rid of.
Yeah, we got woodpeckers, but I can't see them. I just hear them.
You catch woodpeckers?
Yeah.
How do you catch a woodpecker?
Well, they have woodpecker traps.
They do?
Really?
Wow.
How do they work?
I mean, there are humane ones, yes.
How the hell does a humane woodpecker trap work?
Well, you got to bait it. We can't get into this because most of it's illegal.
Doesn't sound wildly humane if it's illegal.
An illegal woodpecker trap. Who'd have thought?
It's
like a rat trap you stick on the side of your house, put some peanut butter on it.
Yeah, yes.
Seems simple.
Does not sound like a humane woodpecker trap. That sounds like I'm going to snap the head off a woodpecker.
If you want to kill the woodpecker, kill the woodpecker. Who cares?
Right. It ruins your house.
Yeah, the good. Kill him.
Watch my picture up on TV now.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I got to go.
Bye.
See you, man.
That's right. TV's on. Not for long. We're off this thing very soon. I mean, we can continue to take your calls about how to kill the raccoon, and then it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Go home, bludgeon the thing to death.
You got three options wide open to you. I have a feeling you'll be refining your plan as we move along during the show.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring out three implements, and then I'm going to
let the raccoon choose which one. Would you rather die?
There
was
another stupid raccoon out there too, looking at it.
Yeah,
I'll kill that son of a bitch too.
Well, I wouldn't go searching for them. I'd just wait till they approach.
But if it's sitting there approached,
yes,
then you take a rake. Soak in your own blood, you piece of garbage. And then you know what? Let the mites eat you.
Do you get rabies from like loose blood?
I have no idea.
From the raccoon just kind of sprays up, and
I'm sure there are enough nurses and doctors that listen to us to tell us. I don't know if it's transmitted that way.
All right, hippie. All right, here's the CBS.
I just don't want rabies. It just seems like blood spraying is probably not the best way.
Well, this ultimately is not your problem. You don't have to worry about it.
No, I'm looking out for Fred.
City boy.
It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Recapping what you missed with Kutcher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 The Sports Hub, Kutcher and Rich. I'll just take a couple more of these. I got a raccoon in my trash. I intend to kill it. When I get home. Jim, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's not that easy to kill a rodent. We caught a skunk in a trap, and it ended up being a kind of not a baby skunk, but a smaller one. My girlfriend and neighbor tried, they put water, and it's not funny. I look at it back now, and I kind of laugh about it, but it's kind of sad. They put water in the barrel and tried to drown it.
I'm not doing that.
It crawled up to the top of the trap, and it could breathe.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I know, but they weren't able to kill it. So I went outside. She came in and woke me up. I was taking a nap, and I went outside with a knife and tried to kill it. And it's not easy. I mean, you think it's easy just to kill an animal. It's not. You try to hit it with the shovel, you're going to hit it in the side, or you're going to hit it somewhere, and the noises it's going to make are, I mean, I'm not kidding with you. It's the horrific noises. It's not even a joke.
We just chopped a bunny's head off. The noises will be a delight to me. I'm not kidding yet. I'm doing the neighborhood a favor. Wouldn't you kill it?
Oh, no, I would do it too, but I'm just saying it's not easy and it's not going to be... I mean, don't joke about it because it's kind of disgusting.
No, of course it's going to be disgusting. I'm not joking. Right. I mean, I'm joking to save from crying. I'm very upset about the whole thing. Well, I choose my weapon of choice. I wish I had a pellet gun. I'd shoot it right in the brain. right in the eye. Boom. If I had a revolver, I would kill it. What trouble could I get in there?
That's not wildly illegal. Well, Crash Clark's brother did it on the air that one time with us.
Yeah, and then
in the backyard. Just like
I was here for that.
Allegedly. I'm not sure if he actually did that.
I thought we were going to get in trouble. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Fred. How's it going? Hey, a couple things. First of all, the PETA people, you're talking about on the radio, they're not going to be cool about it. So you do have to kill it humanely. The guy's right about the water thing. That doesn't work.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not going to try.
The shovel thing isn't cool because it's been trapped. It's going to freak out. It's not going to be an easy thing. You know, you pay taxes, call the animal control guy. They come out and do it for nothing. Or if you're hell-bent on killing this thing, what I would say is gas it. Throw like a bug bomb or something in there. Then he's gone and you don't have to worry about anything.
Well, can I just poison it with some poison?
I guess, yeah. You could probably throw like that rat stuff in there, the decon or something. I don't know. Well, you know, the other thing, call a pest company. They'll tell you. I mean, you know, if you talk to one of the guys, they'll tell you how to do it.
Maybe I knock it out with some poison and then I decapitate it.
That's what I'm getting on Twitter here. You get like a nice piece of food, you poison it, you throw it in a trash barrel, the thing eats it and dies inside the trash barrel. Now, that would not necessarily quench your, you know, thirst for blood, but it might still get the job done.
Quench my thirst for blood.
Yes.
Yes, I would quench my thirst for blood. All right, yesterday the Red Sox took on the Twins. And this David Price, who was a complete prick the last time he talked to the media, he satisfyingly gave up a ding-dong salamer to Kepler.
High fly, golfed into right, that's deep. That one way into the corner, and she's gone. Kepler with his eighth home run of the season, a two-run shot here. To make it 3-1.
By the way, that is the sound of Scott Zolak jumping off of his couch in excitement. Last night he was cheering the fact that David Price was getting rocked. 4-1 the final score. Sox end up losing to the Twins, and that guy right there, as you mentioned, David Price, he gets his first loss since May the 3rd, believe it or not. Well, however, he wasn't the ugliest part of the game. It was once again the Red Sox bats were just dead on arrival. Only 4 hits on the day, and 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position. It was just the fourth time this season the Red Sox were held to 4 hits or less. And 3 of those occasions have occurred in the last 2 weeks. They have been bad.
Last night was a little deceiving. Last night they had a runner in scoring position in each of the first 5 innings. And then for some reason, Brock Holt tried to steal home on something that was not a double steal. Jackie Bradley Jr., I believe, stole second. And for some reason, Holt kind of wandered off third and was about 15 feet down the line.
A late
catcher. Steal? I don't even think it was that. I think he thought the throw was going to go through,
and it didn't.
And the catcher just held the ball, and there's Holt, 15, 20 feet down the line, and he got thrown out, and that killed the inning with 2 outs.
They've had massive base running mistakes this season.
They've done it the last 2 years. I mean, I was reading a
stat last year sucked.
They had 81 guys thrown out on the bases last year. They're on a pace to have 70 guys thrown out on the bases this year. That's in the top 10 in the league. I mean, the change in managing did not change the philosophy.
Well, it is kind of weird because since the beginning of the month, the Red Sox are 27th in runs per game. Not good. Here's Alex Cora on the problem.
As a team, we're struggling. You know, we're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and we're not putting good at-bats with managing in position. So we got to find a way. We got a chance tomorrow to make it a good trip. You know, it looked like it was going to be a great one, but, you know, we got a chance to save the trip, go 6-4 and go home.
Now, as far as David Price, he was asked whether last night's game might be an issue of fatigue.
We've lost our last 2 games, so I'm not worried about our momentum. We need to win tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, David Price. He was such a prick. They asked him, you think you'll make the All-Star game? Oh, I can't make the All-Star game.
And if I do, I'll probably play Fortnite, so I can't play the next
time. Right. And I'm so... How do you feel like in terms of your arm? Do you feel like it's mid-June?
I feel like it's September 2nd.
Just shut up. What is your deal? Like, they're lobbing softballs at you. They got a job to do, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, he was intentionally being an ass. It's all waiting now until October. The 5 playoff spots in the American League are pretty much locked up. You got 4 teams that are threatening to win 100 games. It's the Yankees, the Red Sox, Cleveland in the Central, and then Houston and Seattle out in the West. And it's just a matter of Cleveland's going to win that division. It's just a matter of which of the other four teams is a wild card and which is a division champ.
People want the Red Sox to lose here. Like, the Red Sox are so hateable that there's people that want them to lose. I mean, they want Price to lose starts.
You see, Price is the only guy.
There are hateable people on the team, but I don't think the team is hateable.
See, I think you take David Price out of it, and they're a fairly likable team.
I would agree with that.
There's people that want this team to lose.
Who's hateable other than David Price in this team?
I don't know. I mean, who's...
I mean, there's people
Betts,
who are...
Who's lovable.
Well, Betts is great. Chris Sale's great. I mean, there's people...
The wheels are going to come off Sale. And believe me, he ain't going to be popular in September.
I got to be honest with you. Alex Cora limited his pitch count early. Now the guy's throwing 100 miles an hour in June, which is what you want.
Right.
I think that will pay dividends later. I think specifically he saved a few bullets in April, so he'll have some gas left in the tank in September and October.
That would be changing his whole narrative from what he's done his entire career.
Which is why they changed his whole run-up to this part of the season first time.
And then also he's been... not great this season.
He's been good. He hasn't gotten any run support.
It, but he has not been great. He's not been great.
No. His ERA is still in the mid-2s. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, he's been good. Not great.
No, he's not one of the best five pitchers in the league right now. Correct.
Which is why you got him.
Well,
is to be that.
The season's not over yet. And if they start scoring runs for him, the wins will pile up.
I don't care about wins. What I care about is how is he going to kill the raccoon?
Okay. Well, I don't know the answer to that, but he's a little psychotic. I think he's more leaning in your side.
Bare hands?
If Chris Sale, yeah. I think Chris Sale.
You put on metal gloves?
Sure.
Like the metal, like.
He'd get the rake. And you know what? Just for added fun and high degree of difficulty, he'd cut that raccoon loose in your backyard and chase it with the rake and kill it. Kind of like Rocky II with Rocky and the chicken. Chase that thing around.
That'll run and it will make some damage to your fence. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. So I was listening to your little conversation here about the raccoon. I do professional animal trapping in the area, and definitely shooting the thing in the face, just going to piss it off. Just going to get blood all over your garbage can or whatever you got it in. Drowning it is actually illegal in Massachusetts, so I wouldn't advise that either. Usually what we do as a company is we would gas them, you know, get a CO2 chamber. I mean, obviously it won't be feasible for you to do that, but you could probably call up a local company and they could swing by and pick it up for you for a reasonable charge.
Now, why can't I kill it with a shovel?
I mean, you could, but like that gentleman had said earlier, it's going to be a lot more than you you think. I mean, they're pretty tough animals to believe. I'm seeing them rip off chimney caps. I mean, they're pretty strong, so you're going to have to really bludgeon the thing to death. And I don't think he's going to let you come near him.
He's in a contained space. Like, I mean, there's like literally, it's like the width of his body.
I mean, dude. I've seen these things. They're pretty vicious.
Can they jump? No, I'm being serious here. Can they jump 3 feet?
Easily.
Really?
Ooh. Easily.
I'd opt for the food.
Amazing.
Use the food option, Fred. That's the safest.
I don't know if we have poison,
poison
going around.
Is illegal, too.
That's
really?
Illegal.
Only allowed to poison rats and mice.
What are you allowed to do to the raccoon? Am I allowed to bludgeon it?
You could try, like I said, but again, the approved methods in Massachusetts would be either shooting it, which again, in your neck of the woods, probably would be a little bit frowned upon.
Yeah.
And then gassing the thing would honestly probably be your best bet.
What do you gas it with?
CO2. Like I said, we have an apparatus that we just literally drop the thing in a cage right into the little, 3x2 little box, and you just turn on a little bit of CO2, and 10-15 minutes later, he's knocked out.
And then you bludgeon him.
And then you just toss him out. Tag him and tag him.
No bludgeoning.
Sounds to me like you're going to have to change your plan a little bit.
Well, I didn't know they could jump 3 feet out of a thing.
Well, you knew they were nasty animals, so you add that to jumping ability. I think you might be in a little bit of trouble your way.
What if you hit it pretty nice, and then you shut the lid, and then come back in, and you hit it in the head.
What?
You go, bam, yeah, and you hit it.
Yeah.
And then you shut the lid.
Uh-huh.
And it's
allowing it to get just further pissed off.
And then, well, yeah, I could get pissed off if you hit me in the head with a shovel.
Right.
But I'm stunned.
Oh, all right.
And then you open it up again. Bam! And then you gradually, bam, bam, you crush the damn thing's skull in.
This sounds to me like it's turning into an hour or 2 hour long thing.
I got nothing to do.
Oh, okay, well, all right. Then you're fine.
I got nothing to do today.
All right.
I don't have a baseball game that I'm going to be till 4:45.
Oh, I was just going to say the city championship is tonight, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Get all fired up. All right. There is a great promotion going on in Miami that we can discuss. You will desperately want to be in Miami.
There's also some Celtics news that is fairly interesting that broke last night.
Something that broke overnight as well.
Which could be exciting.
Yes.
All right. We will have all that for you. Here are the headlines. Five, the Sports Sober Toucher and Rich. What is going on with the Celtics?
All right, so there's been rumors that the Celtics might attempt to move up. As a matter of fact, according to most of the reports yesterday, the two most active teams looking to try to make some sort of big jump in the draft were the Celtics and the Clippers. But now reports are coming out that the Celtics are trying to jump up really far. Matter of fact, almost as far as up to the top four, if you believe some of the reports. So Jared Weiss, who writes for The Athletic, he tweeted yesterday, hearing from league sources that the Celtics are registering interest in moving up into the top four with the 19 Kings pick and future Memphis pick in their arsenal, but would likely want to find a third team to take on the Parsons contract and a pick for their troubles.
Parsons is making $24, $25 million a year for the next 2 years and has basically played half a season. They played half the season last year.
Okay, so who are the Celtics looking at then, in your opinion, when you say the jump to the top four?
Yeah.
Who's the guy that you think that Danny Ainge is targeting?
According to The Ringer, it's Mo Bamba of Texas.
And that there's been rumors about Mo Bamba and the Celtics for a while now, that this is somebody they obviously are coveting. And I know that KG yesterday said he did this thing. Matter of fact, well, pull the audio of it. He said that he sees a lot of him in Mo Bamba, which, of course, makes a lot of people ears
7'10" wingspan, which is a record.
7'10"? Is that what it is?
I was reading he had a record wingspan. I didn't realize that it was 7'10".
Oh, sweet
so
Lord.
He can pretty much dunk without jumping.
So it looks like that is a rumor that's being floated out there. And I've heard this from, or I've seen this report in more than one place. Whether it actually happens, I don't think that that's enough to move up, do you think?
Well, here's the thing. The Celtics can have 4 first-round draft picks next year. They have their own. They have Sacramento, which is protected from the top spot. They have Memphis, protected from the top 9. And they have the Clippers, if the Clippers stay out of the lottery. I mean, there are a lot of ways you can go here. And if you say, okay, I'll trade you our first-round pick this year, I'll trade you the Sacramento pick, which is incredibly desirable for next year, and I'll trade you back your own pick, Memphis's own pick, which is going to be a lottery pick for next year. I don't know if the Grizzlies can say no to that. I mean, they're in a process now where they're looking to rebuild. I mean, I know they have big contracts, but if you can get rid of Chandler Parsons' contract, and if you're the Celtics, you get that third team involved and say, okay, we'll send you the Clippers' first-round pick. If you take on the Chandler Parsons contract, maybe that's enough.
The problem is that next year's draft isn't supposed to be nearly as good as this year's draft.
Yeah, this is a really good one. But Kevin Garnett was saying, this is according to the Boston Globe, there's an article about they spent some time together, and I know there's a little video, I guess, that, out of them talking about it, but he says he sees a lot of himself in Bamba, noting that the first thing he notices in a player, their desire and his passion. He says, it wasn't by coincidence that I reached out to him. So I guess the two of them started working together, and he's been actually practicing with him a little bit, which, once again, Kevin Garnett says,
Danny Ainge has been in contact.
Boing.
Yeah. And if you're the Celtics, you don't need to take any more of these first-round picks. I mean, you've built yourself up to the point. You've
hit home runs on a lot of your picks, a lot of your first-round picks. Rozier, Smart, up to a point. I mean,
Bad Mello.
Smart, right. But you, Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been very big contributors. I mean, you really hit home runs on a lot of these. I don't. If you give away all your picks for next year, I don't think that's a problem.
No, but
if
you
want to make the move, you have it.
The draft this year is far better than the draft next year. If I have an opportunity to take a player that's 7 feet tall and can hit 80% of his threes in practice, I'm not budging from that.
You
spot.
Know who else is falling that I didn't think would fall? I mean, a guy that was in consideration to be the number one pick during the season, Marvin Bagley, apparently. Is falling. I was reading Chris Mannix this morning, and Mannix seems convinced now that Doncic is going to go 2 to Sacramento, and Bamba is now suddenly a favorite to go 3. So all of a sudden that leaves Bagley at 4 or 5, which I didn't think possible.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works out, because everything I see is Bagley at 2.
Yeah, I mean, Mannix is the first person I read this morning,
because
seems to think
Josh
Doncic
Jackson
is
supposed to go 3.
And that's the thing. Jackson was supposed to go 3, and now he could be available at 5.
I wouldn't take Josh Jackson. I mean, he's super skinny. He did nothing at Michigan State. He barely played for chunks of that season. I wouldn't take him.
On top of that, it sounds like Marcus Smart, who, by the way, was doing a couple interviews yesterday because he was running some kids' clinic. Yeah, he seems to be saying all the right things right now,
sure,
as far as wanting to stay here as a Celtic, and that it's not his number one priority.
Let's see where the money is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but the noise is getting louder and louder every day as it passes about the Mavericks wanting to try to make some sort of offer for
hometown
him.
Team.
Well, I mean, his mother is suffering from cancer right now.
I mean, and the fact that that's where he grew up doesn't hurt.
So they're saying that he obviously is, that would be very appealing for him to be there, and I know the Mavericks like him, and I know that they might be able to offer him more than what Danny could, but less than what he thinks he could probably make if he waited another year. So we shall see. All I know is that the Mavericks apparently are interested in Marcus Smart making him a potential offer here in the offseason. So we'll see. And that might be the only team where the emotions could actually take him to make him take less money because of what's going on with his mom.
As I said, it's all talk until the floodgates open. We'll see how much Dallas really offers him.
Dude, read about his upbringing out on the outskirts of Dallas. It was rough. I mean, it was a life. I mean, there's several stories to where he got chased by people shooting at him. I know that didn't his brother die of some sort of heart disease, and he was involved in some gangs too, and he ended up being raised by a guy who wasn't his father. I mean, it was a really, really bad upbringing in the poorest part of Dallas. And there's part of me that almost kind of wonders if going back to Dallas is the best thing for him as a professional. You know what I mean? It's like we've seen it around here. If you have been involved in a life of, you know, even though he was tried to stay out of it, it was all around him. Crime was all around where he was.
So you're saying he's going to backslide if he goes to Dallas?
I'm thinking that the element of maybe people he grew up with might be there.
I think he's going to live in a different neighborhood. I think that he's going to distance himself
So did Aaron Hernandez. He lived in a different neighborhood.
All right. I don't know about that comparison. I don't think that's entirely fair.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that if you end up living or going amongst, if you have money and you grew up in an area where all of your friends around you were involved in crime, going back there when you are now a star, it doesn't mean you no longer have those friends. Those people will come calling.
I get that.
I just don't know if it's the best thing professionally for Marcus Smart, just because we've seen this happen before.
Okay.
I'm not saying what's going to happen with him, with Aaron Hernandez, is going to happen with him. I'm not saying that, but you've seen it to a lesser extent.
Well, you're saying it's certainly a possibility. I am not convinced of that.
I am. Yeah. I mean, it's good that he's going to be near his mother, obviously, but I just think that that's maybe not be the best thing for him.
Okay, I'm not willing to make that leap.
You're concerned for him.
No, it's just when you read about his upbringing, I mean, it was just
his upbringing was brutal.
A lot of these guys' upbringing was brutal.
But his was
a lot of time
really
has
bad.
Gone by since then.
Read about Terrell Owens. Read about a lot of these guys. Their upbringing was horrible. I mean, how many people were raised by people other than their actual parents? A good chunk. So yeah, it's a leap to say that. I mean, people in Dallas can find you in Boston. When you go back to Dallas,
Dallas is also a pretty big place. You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking you could figure out a way to distance yourself yet still commute to work.
Yeah, you're going to be somewhere else. Sure.
I understand your friends are your friends, but, I mean, there are some comparisons there that I completely disagree with. I don't think they're anywhere close to the truth.
I forget what the name of the town is that's right there. It's actually kind of near where Adolfo grew up, to be honest.
That's another story entirely.
Where he was. Like, it's not too far from there where Marcus Smart grew up. And it's just, I think, like 5-10 minutes out of town. But it is, right. Like, Adolfo was just on the other side. It was Dallas, and then where Marcus Smart grew up, and then it was Adolfo on the other side.
Well, Adolfo's back there. I hope he's not getting caught up in his old element.
What element is that exactly?
The people of Burger King that fired
him. I was just going to say, the unemployed element? The people who just kind of hang out and do nothing element?
I'm not aware. The TV.
Who watch TV element and play Xbox?
People that have way too many people in the house for it to be at any comfort.
The overcrowding element.
Yes. I mean, his sister has like 75 kids, so I would imagine that's not the easiest place to live. But from all I hear, he's quite happy. So,
good.
You know,
I'm glad to hear that. I did not know that.
Sometimes there's no place like home. All right, do we have this bird stuff?
You know what? We do, but I think we should get to the NHL awards first.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
Did you watch any of it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, it was... All the expectations that you had entering the event were exceeded.
Oh yeah,
all
without a doubt.
So let's get to the NHL awards. It was a who's who of who's that. We will figure it all out. The Bruins were shut out, but we will talk about that, and we'll be right back with that.